The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holly, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
What's going on, Freaky Friday? That's a live look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza outside in front of the Ford Center. It is Friday. I don't know what's the weather outside today. Let me see. It is chilly. High of 48, currently 48 degrees. So we are matched right there. That is Nate. He is Kurt. I am Jesse Holly. Together, we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling
Wait. I got to feel it. I got to finish.
You better hurry up.
People feel us when we speak. I'm not letting you go there right now.
hey, Kurt, what color is this? I'm trying to feel you, Chris.
I'm feeling
what
it,
color
yeah.
is this?
It's Man, bright.
This is nice. This is, I think
it's somebody bring out his eyes.
Bring out the color of my eyes. You don't think so?
What color is that?
Is that a jaguar? Teal? It looks like a jaguar.
It's jaguar color.
Jaguar color, right?
Yeah.
Read the room, Jess. I totally missed that mark.
You missed that one.
Shout out to my good.
Your tailor?
No, this is MVP right here.
Oh, geez, what color is that? Any of you callers, textures, please tell us.
Yes.
That what color, but now I'm back.
We're taking your calls today.
You look good, though.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate you. Yeah.
Don't do that.
We pause the show for compliments. You know how we do here. We will pause
when
the show for compliments.
When you walked in, Kurt's eyes popped. That what made me look.
This segment is brought to you by Wingstop. Where flavor gets his wings. I get my flavor like that too, man.
Yeah, you do.
We're taking a call today. 888-855-2297. 888-855-2297. I almost forgot. Okay. Now, they're going to call us a hypocrite. And I say us because I'm not going in this alone.
Right.
You two are going with me.
Okay.
So they're
going
to call us
right.
a hypocrite.
Right.
Because I said yesterday that we were done talking about this.
Wish. Wow.
And just as we were putting this thing to bed, just as we were getting over this thing, our boss, your boy.
Yes, sir.
Our boss, your boy.
I was listening. Wow.
Does it again.
Yes, he did.
And we thought this Odell Beckham thing was put to bed. We thought it was done. We had moved on. I was like, we're out of here. All of us to a man yesterday says, come on, man, move on.
Yeah.
Jerry said, not so fast. The report's coming out today from USA Today that basically your boy, our boss, has said, Odell Beckham's a done deal.
Yeah, he's going to join us.
He is going to join us. And that's a bold statement to make when it was on the table, then it was totally off the table. Now Jerry's basically saying it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Is this happening this weekend, in the next couple hours, the next couple minutes, the next couple days? Like, when is the ball going to finally, the other shoe going to drop in this situation?
It's got to be quick. Now, I don't know the logistic or all the ins and outs of it, but isn't, if somebody goes on IR, it has to be 4 weeks, right?
Yes.
So they would have to bring him in, put him on IR immediately for him to be eligible for the playoffs. Is that right?
I don't know.
I don't know for sure how that works.
I don't know.
Yes. Because you have to,
So if you're going to get something done, at least for some hope for this year, you'd have to do it pretty dang quick.
Now, who is the odd man out is my question. Because you just signed
already got seven receivers.
You've signed T.Y. Hilton. Just signed him. He's here. CeeDee Lamb makes two. Michael Gallup makes three. Who is there?
Washington.
Noah Brown makes four. James Washington makes five.
You got Tolbert.
Tolbert makes six.
And Turpin.
I have a loophole for you guys.
Turpin makes seven.
We need loopholes.
Well, listen for the – what's the loophole?
Well, it's easy. You just put them on the practice squad.
Practice squad.
You can call them up.
The loophole is.
And guess what? You can call them up three times. So you can call them up every time in the playoffs, and then if you even make it to the big dance, then you just put him on the active if he's doing well.
So let me ask you this question, because I don't know the answer to this. Does the call-up rule apply for the playoffs?
Correct. It does.
It does. Okay.
Yes, sir. So you can put him on the practice squad, put him on IR practice squad. So he's on the IR practice squad for 4 weeks because there's guys on IR in the practice squad right now. We have a center there.
Right.
And then after that, you can do the practice squad call-up, and then you have three of those, and then you'd have to elevate him after that.
Now
and you can pay guys on the practice squad as much as you want.
Yes, that is actually true. Now, my question to you is, here's my question to you now, because what is the one thing you worry about with guys on the practice squad?
They could get poached.
From the practice squad.
Yeah, but they have to agree to go.
They do have to agree to go.
Yeah.
But what if, and we're just playing hypotheticals here, right? Now we're just into this thing deep. We're into this hypothetical deep dive. What if he comes and he gets two or three good weeks of rehab and the whispers are that he's actually doing well. Mm-hmm. And now one of those teams who are headed towards playoffs and may have a brighter future than the Cowboys come along and says, hey, Odell, we're going to guarantee you this and then this for the future.
Is that could happen? I don't know.
You have a third quarterback that's on the current roster right now. If you really wanted to do that,
to cut a quarterback and then bring him up,
yeah. But then you got eight receivers on your roster. It's just
I don't know if you're gonna have to protect him. There's not a lot of times where people are gonna go and grab someone off the practice squad.
Yeah, there's not a lot of time that Odell Beckham is on the practice squad either. So
yeah,
I mean, well, here we are. With this Odell Beckham thing, the never-ending drama continues. Jerry
Nate's
Jones.
Do you want to know that color, by the way? I've got a caller that has their opinion on that color. Would you like to know the color?
Yes.
Hold on a second. Let me pull him through.
Okay.
Okay, we got Rob, who's calling from D.C., but his heart is in Texas. Rob, what color does Jesse have on, please?
That is the color of Baskin-Robbins mint chocolate chip ice cream. The ice cream.
Okay. Way to go, my friend. He is right.
He is right. When he said that, I was like, hold on. Let's get you on.
Wow, that's great, man. Yeah. Anything else you want to say, my friend?
Rob in D.C.?
Yeah, that's what gets me on. I got all these other things. I go by Stoney2000. I write Jesse on Twitter. That's why I got Twitter. Hey, I do have one question, and it may be off topic. Is this the deepest Cowboys team we've had for a long time? And I'm thinking about that because I know we're chasing Philadelphia, but like I'm not worried even with the injuries. Like it feels like this may be the deepest team we've had for quite a while.
That's a great question, man. Yeah. Thank you again for distinguishing my color. I like the mint chocolate chip. I really do. I really
great,
do like
great
that.
Job,
I like,
yeah,
I like that. I even have the socks to match. Like I even have.
Wow, you do.
I have the socks. Can you get my socks?
Full blast.
Can we get the
white
socks?
Shoes?
On the,
yeah, you're good.
Can you get the socks to match?
It is.
Isn't there a Dero song about ice cream? And,
ice cream paint job. Cream on the inside. Cream on the outside. Let's answer my man's question, though. What did he say?
No, I'm just going along with you. It's pretty neat, Jess.
Yeah, I mean, got to coordinate. Got to coordinate.
You did.
I would say my draws match, too, but
don't show us those.
No, I don't wear no draws, so it wouldn't mean nothing to show you guys.
The room
would go black if I showed you
goodness.
What the draws were supposed to be.
Thank God it's Friday.
You know
thank
what? And God. I'm starting before the pastor even calls. You know pastor, get ready to call.
Oh, his
please
line
call
is burning.
Me. I know. I don't know if this is the deepest team.
Since over the last 4 years, it is.
Stacked football teams. But the thing about the injuries, and this is just my opinion on it, is there's only so much that you can kind of just keep going next man up, especially when you get – as this season draws near, it draws to a close, and that playoff picture comes about. And guys get an entire week to kind of prepare for you. All focus is locked in on you. And all those little holes that you have in your offense or defense or special teams, other teams go and they magnify things. They pinpoint those things. And so – even when you talk about the offensive line, and I always leave that to Nate to talk about because he does it. He's done it at a higher rate than I've ever done it. I've never done it, or you have done it, or most people have done it. But even with the rotating you hear now of Mike McCarthy kind of tongue-in-cheek saying in this press conference that, you know, we got five guys that all play all over the place. I hear that, and I see that, and I go, we're in December.
Yeah.
We're to still be doing this in December, is a little bit frightening to me. What do you think, Nate?
When you play somebody equal or better, you have them same five guys just flying around until we do a little twist and we're on the same different level and we do a stunt and, but you ain't who I thought you was. So you didn't know this. Yeah. When the heat comes, when everything's get equal, you better not have that rotation. You better know who your guys are.
And Kurt, you know, when you watch the last game and the situation with Josh Ball, and some may say that Josh Ball didn't play that well. I mean, did play that well. Some will say he didn't play that well. It was only two plays. But those two plays were monumental, right? One led to an interception. One led to a fumble that they actually got back. Those two plays could be the determinant. Especially if we got to see that team that was playing football last night from San Francisco. Please don't tell them what I said in the text chain. We'll keep that private until later dates. But that you talk about a defense that is smothering, that is aggressive, that is just all over you. The Niners play a style of defense with a level of team speed that makes it seem like they have 12 or 13 guys on the field.
Yeah, they're scary. To be doing that again with like a third string rookie quarterback and Debo didn't play last night.
Yeah.
I mean, they look
he
scary.
He will make your quarterback. If you don't go into that game against the 49ers with your mind right and not knowing what you're supposed to do and not being on the same page, you're going to hurt because the Seahawks knew where to throw the ball. But it's hard when that heat is on you like they was putting on. That kid threw a perfect pass, man, but he got hit right at the last moment. Interception. I mean, their corners. It's been a long time since I've seen corners that ain't backing up off of nothing. They are on you. You catch that ball, they are on you. Everything is contested. That is a team that is playing lights out. High-level football.
So, Nate, what do you want to see? What do you need to see from this Cowboy team on either side of the ball, offense, defense, or special teams, in these final weeks that can give you a level of confidence that this team, and I know what Christmas Eve brings.
Right.
But however Christmas Eve goes, what do you need to see that will give you a level of confidence that, you know what, this team's heading to the playoffs with the right momentum, the right type of energy.
I need the team speed. I need cleanness, Jess. I need to see what I saw last night in the 49ers. I don't seen this 3-4 weeks in a row of the 49ers. There's no doubt in my mind that the 49ers have got a beacon on something. I don't know what it is in their locker room, and that's what I want for the Cowboys, to get a beacon on something that makes you play all three phases at a high, high level. Just play clean. They didn't blow out these guys last night. They played clean, and they played hard, and they played fast. That's what I want to see from us.
Our man Anthony in Miami says discipline, accountability, and consistency.
Yeah, yes.
And we have yet to really see that. Maybe the Minnesota game.
Yeah.
And they had it all clicking. But since then, man, it's been up and down, and
That consistency
is a big factor.
I want to see it, boy. I want to see it. When you see speed like that, and you know, we got guys that are just as fast as them, can play just as good as them on defense. And, man, and their offense ain't going to make no mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this whatever they want to call him, Mr. Irrelevant or whatever, da da da. At least you got drafted, homie. I ain't even get drafted. So
amen to that.
You know, so I mean, they and I've been saying this for 6 or 7 years. They have a well built team. All the quarterback has to do is not messing up, and they're guaranteed the second round of the playoffs every year. And I'd rather get to the second round because anything can happen after that.
All right. Shout out to my guy, Satir Stevens. He is the maker of this. MVP is his brand. Yeah. Satir Stevens, yeah. One of my young boys from Roselle, New Jersey. Yeah. Satir, thank you. And he said this is mint. This is mint. So my guy from
Yeah, meant for you to wear. It's meant for you to wear.
Mint chocolate chip, baby. Zaddy looking good today, baby. Zaddy looking good,
there.
Man. Yes, sir.
We can see
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to head into our first break of the show. On the other side of this break, we're taking your phone calls. 888-855-2297. We want to hear from you. The need for speed. We want to hear from you. These calls need to be the need for speed so we can get multiple calls in. We'll answer some questions from our texts, from our fans all across the country, but we want to hear from you. 888-855-2297. This is Hanging with the Boys. We'll be right back.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls. With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys. Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys, this Friday edition. This is how we do it, man. We do it live and active. The number one watched show on YouTube across the Dallas Cowboys networks. Nobody has more views than Hanging with the Boys on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
We stretched out over 100,000 more views than any other podcast that comes and sit in this studio, and that's because of you. 100K.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? 100K, Nate.
Yes, sir.
We're doing it, baby. This segment
started with 100 people, and now it just multiplied.
That's right.
Y'all didn't die, y'all multiplied. Yeah.
This segment is brought to you by Blockchain.com. DallasCowboys.com. Dallas Cowboys Pro Shop. In case you missed it, Cowboy Nation, a new game day staple just arrived. I like this new game day staple. Y'all might have to get me one. Introducing the Dallas Cowboys and the True Brand Hats. Head up to the nearest pro shop or log on to shop.cowboys.com, a fanatic experience to get your favorite style today. The True Brands hats are the Ben DiNucci, right? Is it Ben DiNucci?
Yeah, it's the backwards one.
It's the Dallas upside down across thing. I think Dak has a little kind of like silent partner in that in the back door kind of thing. It's like, you know, funding it a little bit, pushing it a little bit. All the Cowboys are wearing it. Yeah. But it was a point in time with those hats where they were like a month or two out. They couldn't keep them in stock.
Yeah.
So now you partner with the Cowboys, and that thing just become a little bit. Jerry got his own little, you know, Jerry got the factory right here in Texas. He said, don't worry. We're going to get these things up and running and get them out to all the people.
Just take a pinch. Godfather will take a pinch.
You know he going to take his. Yeah. You know he going to take his off the top. He's like Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Uncle Jerry.
Yeah.
Then y'all disperse the rest of this to where
we all get to wet our beaks.
Yes. Jerry guzzles it. We get a cap full like this. Jerry gets this. We get this.
Yeah.
That's what we get right
just
there.
Just enough to keep us hungry.
Just enough. Just enough to keep us coming back for more. All right, let's head to the phone lines, 888-855-2297. Chris, who we got?
We got Cody in South Carolina.
Cody in South Kakalaki. What's going on, brother? How are you?
Yo, what's up, man? This is Wild Bill Cody here, man, South Carolina. representing Cowboy Nation again over here, man.
I love it, brother. We good, man. We good. We waiting on you. What you got for us?
Oh, man, I got a win. I got a win already from South Carolina, man. Hey, I think we're going to come down here to Jacksonville, man, and blow them boys out the water right quick, man. And let's get ready for the Super Bowl, baby.
That's
all I got, man.
What's your score?
34-17.
Wow. All right.
34-17.
All right. 17. Okay. Yes, all right. We appreciate you, brother.
When Chris introduced him, I thought he was going to say South Dakota, something like that. He said Dakota, South Dakota. I'm like, whoa, but he's for the CAC, so hey.
The Cowboys have made me a little bit
weary.
A little bit weary to go to these blowouts. To go ahead and say the thing going to get blown out. But, you know. When we think one thing, when we zig, they zag.
That's true.
When we go high, they go low. When we go low, they go high. So who knows? Cody might be right. They might beat them 30. What did he say? 34-17 or whatever it was.
Last week is a wake up call. You know? Who knows?
How many wake up calls do you need, Kurt?
Mentioned that yesterday, didn't we? Yeah.
Just
you'd think they'd be awake.
Ask Mike Irvin that question. Until I get up. Michael said, until I get up.
All right, Chris, who we got?
We got Eric in Orange County, California.
Eric on the West Coast. What's up, brother?
How you guys doing? Thank you so much for taking my call.
You got it, man.
Just really quick, Nate and Jesse, you know, you guys were saying they're going to call you hypocrites, but honestly, like Dak said, there's a story behind every interception. I think there's a story of why you guys are talking about this again. So don't feel bad, man. Nobody's going to call you guys hypocrites.
Call Jesse, but not Nate.
No, but what I was going to ask was, you guys think Jerry Jones is still entertaining this because he wants something like Jason Peters that helped out kind of like Tyler Smith? He wants like OBJ to help out the receiving core and give him that little push or something? Or why do you guys think, you know, he's still kind of entertaining the idea?
He thinks that he can change.
Thank you, brother. We'll appreciate your call.
He think this guy can really change the face of what we're doing.
Yeah.
He's always been a big play waiting to happen, and that's what Mr. Jones see. He see a big play waiting to happen to catapult these guys past the second round.
But what does this do for the guys in the room now? I mean, we've already heard, you know, Lamb kind of, you know, Dak, DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they got to be tired of this.
This, to me, is one of those, however you want to put this, Odell Beckham, even being off of football for an entire year, is probably still one of the most famous football players in the world. in the world, non-quarterback at that, probably still one of the most famous football players in the world. He's charismatic. He's
all photographic.
Photographic. Philanthropic, I guess. Yeah. Let's just start throwing words out there. He's all of these things, but at the end of the day, for Jerry, when you mix that with the brand, the star,
right?
He now becomes box office.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yeah.
Wow. He now becomes box office.
Yes, sir.
And everybody's waiting for that. Everybody's waiting for the three-finger type catch play. And you tune in for that. You tune in to see just what is he going to do next. What is he going to do spectacularly for this football team? And that is the showmanship and the top hat Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus type act that Jerry wants to put on. And
Wow, winning.
In hopes that it brings wins.
I'm telling you, he's been chasing Randy Moss for a lot of years.
And again, this feels like one of those where the entire room is saying, hey, Mr. Jones, you know, Will McClay and Steven, the rest of the
crowd. They ain't saying daddy. They're saying Mr.
They're saying Mr. Jones. They're saying Mr. Jones. Would you just listen to us for a second?
Right, right.
Listen, man, here's what Jim Maurer and Dr. Cooper are saying. Here's what Britt Brown and the guys are saying. Here's what we have here on our roster right now. Look at the numbers. We're actually doing pretty well. And Jerry's sitting there and saying,
But
I want him.
Yeah.
But I want him.
Yes.
And they're like, but Mr. Jones. Yeah. And he's saying, I don't care. This guy is a star.
Do it, Steven.
He embodies everything that we are as an organization.
I want to see him tomorrow.
And whether or not he helps us win or lose, the idea of it drives ticket sales. The idea of it.
I think you want to win too, not just. I really do. I really do, man. He said 2 weeks ago, this team deserves or Odell Beckham. And I was like, I'm with you. I'm like, no, Mr. Jones. No, don't do it. You know, but.
This is Nate being Nate. This is Nate being Jerry, Michael, Nate, the homer. Yeah.
Don't do it. But I promise you, if he get us to the second round of the playoffs.
But see, here's my question. If this was the feeling that you had months to go get Odell and bring him into your system.
Yeah.
You had an opportunity. September, October, November, to bring him in and then really get him with Britt Brown, get him with Jim Mao, and say, hey.
The best in the business.
Mm-hmm. This is our plan. We're going to bring him in.
Maybe they was fighting Mr. Jones. Don't do it.
The other people in the room.
You think they're going to be comfortable if the very first game Odell plays is a playoff game? First round of the playoffs, you're going to put him out there and say, let's go.
You're going to feel comfortable with that? I can hear him talking to the guys in the morning show. You guys, this is what I envisioned.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's Mr. Jones.
I don't know, man.
But I hope everybody around
you can say whatever you want. Who's the most positive man when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys?
He has no choice to be. Nate, he has no choice to be.
He can be like every other owner and not say nothing, a word.
But that's not who he is.
And that's what I'm saying.
But what do you want him to say?
I'm in this thing to the jocks and the socks. I remember I was here for that.
Right.
I'm like, wow, he's going to be in the.
What were your thoughts when you heard that?
I said, wow, he's going to be. If we can't be even get the gooch going. he's going to control it all.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Jones is the same man. When I won fourth and long, I was one of the first players to ever see the stadium. Mm-hmm. And as he's taking me on this tour, he's like, I picked out the screws that they bolted the seats down with.
That's right.
Like, so everything that he says, he's supposed to say.
who you caught that pass against, that long pass against?
San Francisco.
And he was outside the stadium saying, Mr. Fourth and Long.
Yeah.
I picked him.
I gave him the opportunity.
Thank you.
I do thank him for that. I appreciate that.
I'm telling you.
I'm just saying.
Even though me, you both, and Kurt, I didn't even know Kurt felt this way, that we're not big on bringing this kid in.
No.
But I'm telling you, you're talking about somebody with change. If we in the second round of the playoffs.
How?
That's going to be his first game back.
How? I do not care.
In almost a year of football.
Yeah.
If we don't get past the first round of the playoffs, I'm going to be sitting there with my head down like, wow, once again.
And you think that Odell Beckham could come here.
Not that he is going to do it. CeeDee is going to do it. Noah's going to do it. Tony Pollard, Zeke. These guys are the ones that's going to do it. But he would be – if he catch a 40-yard pass in that second playoff game for a touchdown or a big play, everybody, including y'all, are coming here on Monday. Chris, come on now.
This is a live look.
Don't go silent on me, Chris.
He gave me the coin.
He gave me the coin.
Okay.
But that's a live look right there of Nate hedging his bet right there.
I'm not hedging
playing
my
bet. Playing both sides of the fence.
No, I'm not.
The wrath that you're going to get on the Gooch from riding this fence is going to be astronomical. A&D ointment, Bengay, none of that will be able to heal.
Bengay will burn you.
I know, burn you. None of that will be able to heal the rash that you're going to get on the Gooch. All right, let us go to our final break of the show. We're going to take as many calls as we possibly can. We ranted a little bit.
We got off the rails.
Nate got off the rails on that one. That took us down a winding road.
We've got ocean green guests. We've got seafoam green guests.
I'm still like mint. We're going with the mint chocolate chip.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take our last break of the show. We'll come back. We'll do all calls. We'll do our predictions and our scores, and then We'll hit the road, Jack. Just hang with the boys. We'll be right back.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We clap
back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys on this Freaky Friday. We're getting right to the calls. I'm not wasting any time. So let's go right to the phones, Chris, to get as many calls as we can. Then we'll get our prediction, and then we'll get our scores, and then we'll get out of here. Chris, what do you got?
Eric in North Carolina.
Eric in North Carolina. What's up, my guy?
Hey, y'all. Sorry, what's Cole. Up, my guys?
It's been
what's
a minute.
Up?
It's been a minute.
Odell, baby. It's Odell.
Odell, man. Odell, sweet state. Hey, I'm good whether you get them or not. I like our chances. But, hey, I think it's a win-win for everybody. But, you know, more than that, I just want to call y'all. Wish y'all, you know, a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and your families. If I don't talk to y'all between now and then, just keep bringing in the Thunder, guys. I think we're going to get the win this weekend. I'm thinking like 31-24. I think they're going to really put some points, but we are too. That's going to take care of the ball. And I'm just really excited about where we're going to be headed, guys. You know, no, I mean, I know we've been playing with our food a little bit, but I like this team. I think we've been responding to the adversity well all year. Whenever we get caught out on things, we always step up. So let's look forward to us continuing doing that and ride this way to the end, guys, okay?
All right,
I love y'all. Keep bringing that heat. I'm all spent out for the holidays. I just told my kids, don't ask me for nothing till June of 2023. Not even a pack of gum. I'm tired of spinning, all right?
All right.
So, again, happy holidays. Baby. Love you guys. And talk to y'all later.
All right, brother. We appreciate that, man. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. Chris, who we got?
Sean in Bakersfield, California.
Sean from the West Coast, Bakersfield. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Jesse? I'm friends with you on Twitter, man. I just wanted to say the whole Odell thing, man, I just think it's too messy. I think we just need to focus on the Jaguars, play some smash-mouth football, you know. Another thing, I think I can speak for a lot of Cowboy fans. Your boy Computer Man, he'd be speaking facts after facts after facts. Shout out to your boy Computer Man.
I love it. I love
Cowboys.
It. Yes, sir.
Jesse, good to see you back. Good to see you guys, man.
Yes, sir. Odell, baby. Odell.
Computer getting some love.
Merry Christmas.
Computer Chris, love.
What you got, Chris?
I did have Bill in PA, but he just hung up.
Oh, well, didn't Bill like in PA. Sorry.
So the pass thing
sorry,
didn't get
brother.
Through.
Pass didn't get through, man. He must guy, be listening. You know, it's Christmas season.
Our guy Muhammad tweeted in. He said, we don't have such colors in the desert.
Mm.
He's throwing out light pistachio.
Wow.
Oh, pistachio's a good color. I like that.
I could be two. I'm still mint chocolate
mint,
chip.
I think mint's the way to go. Yeah.
Let's answer.
You
let's answer. Let's answer a call. Let's answer a question from our boy Philippe from France.
Okay.
And his question was centered around an actual receiver who we actually have in-house with T.Y. Hilton. It says, sounds like Hilton.
He's on the phone. He just called me, too.
Oh, well,
you want to talk to him?
Let's
yeah,
go.
Let's go.
All right, Philippe in
Philippe
France.
I was going to read his question, but he's here. You can ask us.
Hello?
Philippe, what's up, brother?
Hi. How you doing?
We're doing well. I was just ready to read your question, but now that you're here, you can ask the question to us.
Okay. So, first of all, I want to wish everyone happy holidays.
Okay.
I have two questions. On paper, we know Cowboys rotate offensive linemen. How on paper do you think it is rotating Jason Peters and Tyron Smith at the right tackle position? And second, who on the Cowboys team is the Kylian Mbappe?
The who?
Oh, the Mbappe.
Mbappe.
Yeah, I got you. All right, I got you, brother. Thank you so much, man.
Good luck in the World Cup.
Yeah, we are on the final, you know?
Yes.
What's your prediction for the World Cup?
What's your prediction for the World Cup?
I guess we're going to win it once again.
Sound real confident.
2-1.
All right, brother. Thank you so much, Philippe, man. We appreciate you. I don't know who is the Mbappe. Mbappe is like one of the best players in the world.
I know, man.
I don't have much soccer knowledge.
I don't either.
But let's say Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Micah's the best player on our team.
Works for me.
Yeah.
He didn't even ask the question he sent.
I know.
But that's all right.
Sorry I didn't interrupt you guys.
No, I thought he was going to ask the question. He tried to get a third one in there. He was like trying to steal some shot. But I do like the question that he asked in the text better than the question that he asked online.
What he asked
the question in the text was, sounds like Hilton is playing this Sunday. It says, is there enough time in the huddle to explain basic routes for the play called? Yes. Okay. It absolutely is.
You can just tell him go here and turn right or whatever.
Absolutely. You're in the huddle. You call the play. You look at T.Y. and you say, go to the right, run a go. Run a post, run a hitch, run a slant. Trust me, it happens far more than you actually know.
No, thank you. I've seen it.
With a lot of guys who've been in the offense already. So you have more than enough time to do that in the huddle.
Do guys freelance in that situation? They go, this is the play call, but hey, I'm going to go 10 yards further.
I knew some guys used to do that too. Yeah.
Now, to freelance, you have to have a relationship.
Yes,
like,
you do.
Like one of the best freelance guys that I used to see was Chad Johnson when I was in Cincinnati. But him and Carson Palmer had such a relationship that Carson kind of knew sometimes when he saw certain things, or he knew kind of how to hold the ball just a second longer. But if you don't have that, for T.Y. right now, this isn't a freestyle type thing. Mm-hmm. This is all right, let me go 10 yards and turn around. Let me go 5 yards and out.
You know who wish they had that guy right now? His name is Wilson, and the guy's name is Lockett.
Yes.
He wish he had Lockett. I figured it out. That little guy saved him a whole lot of times by just knowing Wilson knew where he was going to be. He knew where Wilson was going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You remember when Tony had the other guy that we signed to Jacksonville, made all that money?
Don't do that.
He knew where Tony was going to be.
Don't do
that. You remember when he made all that money?
Don't do that.
Why don't do that, man?
That's supposed to be my money. Don't do that. That's supposed to be my $15 million.
Oh, you really think so?
Laurent Robinson? What do you mean? That was supposed to be the start of my year. That year he went on and had 11 touchdowns. Don't start. I still. You know, he went to Jacksonville, got all that money.
But yes, he did.
Played a half a year.
Did he catch a ball?
I don't even know. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
But that's why we need the likes.
You know what I would do with
Odell.
$15 million right now? I would not be sitting here with y'all. I wouldn't be. You're right. If I would have signed that 5 year, $30 million somewhere, $15 million guaranteed,
you'd still be in Jacksonville.
I wouldn't. I would be. I would be somewhere in a small island. Never to be heard from again after my playing days.
Be nice.
Why you bring that up, man?
Odell.
No.
You want to call her?
Yeah, you know that's sensitive. You know that was sensitive.
I did not know that.
You knew that was sensitive.
No, I did not.
You know now. Bring that back up no more.
I ain't bringing him up. I ain't even remember his name.
Bring that back up no more, man.
Yeah, because you looked at me like.
I'm going to check my mobile banking, and it's not going to be what it's supposed to be. Give us a call, Chris.
I did not know that.
We got Jonathan in Big Springs.
John from Big Springs. What's going on, brother?
What's up, Jonathan? Odell? I mean, Odell and Jonathan.
How's it going? This is the fat UPS man delivering these packages to y'all.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. We appreciate you. What can Brown do for you?
Hey, everything. I think we're going to win this game 24-20. I want Tyron Smith to be on the right tackle. And Peters, both of them in and out. Get that run game going. And we'll win this game 24-20. And Odell? We don't really need them. We got our crew. Well, we do. If we don't, we don't.
Appreciate you,
brother. But y'all have a Merry Christmas and Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you.
Don't run into anything as you're backing up.
I know, right?
I'm down. I'm telling you,
that UPS situation ain't no easy job.
No.
I was out of football and I was trying to find my way, I used to unload UPS planes.
Right.
Oh. I used to do the trucks, the trailers.
Holy moly.
My back still hurts from doing that.
Tell you, that ain't no – but them drivers that got them routes – oh, that's money in the bank. They don't get them routes up. You gotta buy those routes will cost you like $50,000 to buy a route. It ain't no.
But you gotta work your way through all those trailers to get there.
Boy, you gotta work hard. All right, let's get our predictions and our scores. We'll start with you, Nate.
Oh, I have one question.
Yes.
Do we really have Odell Beckham signed?
Not officially.
Officially, no.
Okay. All right. We'll beat them by 1 point.
You have to give a score.
We'll beat them by 1 point, 21-20.
You don't have any keys to the game? Any?
If we had Odell Beckham, we'll beat them by three.
Oh, gosh. Makes no sense. No sense.
You see, America, you see what we have to deal with? You understand now what we have to deal with? Kurt, your keys to the game and your score.
Well, they got to be more consistent. We can't have these ups and downs, these fall-offs in the second quarter. They just got to get out there and get physical and play like they have the capability of playing. But I think they'll do enough. This isn't a cupcake by any means, but I think they'll come out on top, like 24-21.
And if we had Odell?
If we had Odell, it'd be 24-21.
Because he'd be on the sideline.
Yeah.
That's a tight game.
Beat him by three.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be all that easy.
Let's get physical. Mm-hmm. I think for the Cowboys, they have to come out. Dak has to find a way to stop turning the ball over. And I know it's not all on him. Of course, the front line must protect.
Yes.
They need to figure this thing out. You know, Jacksonville is I'm not gonna say they're a hot team. They're heating up. They're sizzling. And they have the components that if you let them hang around, the result will be a lot different than it's been the last 2 weeks for you. And that's not what you want at this point in time of the year. So the Cowboys, I think, got to come out, eliminate the turnovers, and start fast and stay aggressive. Stay aggressive until the fat lady sings. I have the Cowboys winning 24-14.
Okay.
I think they pull away late in the game. The cream rises to the top. I think the Cowboys are still a better football team.
So you're saying we're signing of Odell. We'll rise to the top. That's what you said.
Odell had one of these mint boys right here. Maybe.
You probably do.
Girl Shirley G says you look like a bottle of Melanta.
That ain't right.
You always got to watch how you respond back to the ladies.
That's true.
Can cause some trouble. Yeah. I'm fine, Shirley G. Yeah. You listen, you look at me every day. You be like, that's a fine man right there.
Zaddy.
Zaddy. Say that you don't, Shirley G. Say that you don't. Say that you don't see me on Twitter and see me on this show and be like, that's a man.
Yeah.
Zaddy. Yeah. Zaddy looking good in this mint chocolate chip today, baby. Mm-hmm.
That's star,
hey,
boy.
Congratulations
star.
To you, Zaddy. You did a great thing last night with your helping hands. Helping hands.
Yes, man.
Made some Christmas.
Did you send my wife the thing that you sent me?
I should never have your wife number.
Okay. If you did, don't worry about it.
If I did, you should ask questions. If I got your wife number and I walk into your house and I connect to the Wi-Fi. You might have that.
Yeah, I might have hurt
if,
you.
If my phone automatically connects to the Wi-Fi in your crib, you
the
might have some questions.
The star will be in full effect, bailing me out of jail. Odell
will come get you.
Oh, yes, he will.
No,
he's my team. He's my boy.
No. Jerry will come get you, though.
The star is what makes this all come together.
It does. It absolutely does.
The star.
All right, man. We're out of here.
Glad to have you, Odell. I always wanted you.
That's it.
Just getting deeper
that's
in
it,
here.
Man. All right, man. Nate, Kurt, Chris in the back.
I secretly always wanted you.
Brother.
Lion.
Brother Willie up top for keeping us going. Audio Jazz, we appreciate you. And most importantly to you, the fans. I hope that your mentals and your dentals are doing well. Remember, if you ever need help, get help. I'm always here to talk to you. Mental health is a real, real battle. It's a silent killer, and I just wish more of us would take it seriously and get the help that we need. For Nate, for Kurt,
yes.
For Zaddy and his mint chocolate chip.
Looking
and soon
smooth.
To have Odell.
This is Hanging with the Boys. We out!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?